Will there be an announcement? Will Deshaun play in preseason game number three there? But before the season kicks off against Dallas in September, you'll need the insight all month long from Daryl and Andy during their podcast, It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Subscribe to the podcast now at 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast, sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. So Stefanski coming up in the next 30 minutes or so. Practice is yet to wrap up. Very spirited bit of practice we see going on over there on what is to us the far side of the field. We do have John Greco coming up as well at 4:20. But I kind of am where you are, you know, watching the quarterbacks throw. It is noticeable that Deshaun is kind of doing the pantomiming of throws with the towel. But I don't know, man. Like, I think we've reached a point where I think I just am ready for the September game against Dallas before I make any sort of – like, it'd be great to see him go out against Seattle this weekend if he does, or, you know, if he does decide to play, or if they decide to play him, however this is. Be great to see him drop a 40-yard pass in a bucket, touchdown, bam. We get to – that'd be a great way to spend the next 2 weeks is living off that. At the same point, it's going to be a play. At the same point, if he plays for a quarter, it's going to be a quarter. And – I just have realized that even if he goes out against Dallas, awesome. That's a great first step. Then on to week two. And then on to week three. And that's just where I think we should be with Deshaun. Not too high, not too low, until there's enough proof either way. And I don't think it will be just one way. Mm-hmm. But until we get, like, I don't know, man. At this point, I have to trust that they know what they're doing, that this is part of the rehab plan, and I guess we'll see, you know, September 8th against Dallas, whether there's anything to be concerned about with that arm.
I mean, listen, I'm concerned about it. I think it's, like Keith points out, the towel. I'm not too worried about it because I do think it's part of their plan to kind of bring him along. But if he doesn't play this weekend, there is going to be some uncertainty going into that week one matchup against the Cowboys.
Do you think him playing this weekend can do anything to push back on that uncertainty?
The answer is yes. I think for fans, and I also think for Deshaun, that a lot of confidence can be gained by going out there in a real game situation. And I don't care if he throws four passes. Just give him something to go home and put his head on the pillow and feel good about.
What I think is so interesting is, I think for a fair amount of people, they're already slanting negatively towards Deshaun. So I tend to think, I'll be honest with you, I think it's just lip service. I think that I want to see him this weekend. One, I think people view playing the preseason as some form of punishment. Or two, they just massively overstate what is going to be able to be worked on in one quarter's time. And maybe this is just, like, it's so funny. Like, part of the reason why, dude, I'm like hands in the air. I don't know. And it's not just about Deshaun. It's about the whole thing. Oh, well, what's the offense going to look like? It doesn't look like they've been able to install as much of the offense as they'd like because they're dealing with so many injuries. Okay. Oh, and by the way, you're dealing with a quarterback coming off a shoulder injury, so there's only so much availability. Oh, and even then, I can't even just stop there with the I don't knows. I got to go, who the hell's going to start at tackle? And so, like, yeah, Jack Conklin was apparently out there today, you know, talking with trainers. That's the first time we've seen that. All right. But his first reps are going to come week one, I guess. I would guess. I shouldn't say I know, but I would guess. And, oh, by the way, he might be your left tackle. So, like, to clue in on the Deshaun not participating in every drill, I don't know how to weigh what matters most to this thing and whether the offense is going to look anywhere near what we hope it would look like in week one. I think that's why it's more of just a throw your hands up.
I don't know.
Yep. Well, it's all an I don't know, though.
I mean, I got a it wasn't a call. No, I was at the Tennis in the Land thing, and somebody came up to me who was a fan of the show and was asking me about how the Browns going to be. How's that Browns offense going to be? I'm like, boy, your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah.
You know, I can't predict. I'm not reading a crystal ball. Nobody knows how the offense is going to look. We anticipate it being really good.
Really good. Can I tell you, though, just there is a part of me, and part of this is just I'm cynical of team-friendly narratives or anything that feels like PR speak, right? And that has nothing to do with the Browns. That has to do with everybody. If everybody's trying to play the sleight-of-hand game, the whole thing becomes suspect to me. If you're going to downplay, and this is, again, part of the PRification of America. It's not just a football problem or a sports problem. But if you're not going to be honest on basic things because it doesn't benefit the team, right? Like even the Mike Hall thing. Kevin was asked 7 different times, and every single one, there is the same answer. And a little kernel of honesty would go a long way for people out there. But okay, if you're not going to do that, it's fine. At the same point, you've given me no reason then to believe anything that I hear from you as authentic or real. And that, again, this is not a criticism of the Browns because it's not a Browns problem. It is a societal problem of trying not to get gotcha'd. I totally get it. At the same point, dude, I don't believe that Deshaun and whether he will or won't play on Saturday, I don't believe it's 100% just about the offensive line.
Yeah?
I think that's a very – and listen, do I think there's a big part of it if you have your fourth string or fifth string left tackle? Is there a lot of logic in saying, well, let's not go ahead and put him out there. Let's not risk – fans getting more negative about it if he gets rushed or if he gets hit. Let's not risk the injury component, which is my biggest question of the whole damn thing.
Yep.
But there is also a part of me that I'm just cynical. There's anything he could do on Saturday that actually benefits Deshaun when it comes to the ravenous fan base who doesn't like him. I think there are Browns fans who like him. I'm not trying to say it's 100% against him. But I think that there's enough out there who've made up their mind that really nothing can happen until Dallas. But I digress. Dude, you can't tell me. You can't tell me that whatever miscommunication, Deshaun being coy, Kevin saying he's going to play, you can't. I didn't come away from last week convinced that Deshaun actually wants to play.
Interesting, because JP and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, and I think we came across, both of us, that we believe that Deshaun wants to play if healthy. But do you think that Stefanski has the ultimate say at the end of the day?
He may.
As he sits on a bale of hay?
Whether Deshaun will play.
Right.
So you say yay. Telegraphed it. Listen, Deshaun did in his interview with Aditi over the weekend in preseason game number 2. He did say he wanted to play. But getting back to it, I just don't. When Deshaun talked about it, I mean, Deshaun said, I think the joint practices have far more value than preseason games. And I think part of, because this is all evolving as we get new information, and I'm now just resorting to cliches. I wasn't sold. In his answers about joint practices, it seemed to me he felt like that's where they were going to get their work done. And I think Deshaun might feel pressure to be out there on Saturday because, well, the other starters are going to be there. So maybe that's where the, well, maybe I do want to play comes from. But you mentioned Kevin. In the end, Kevin can want to play Deshaun as much as he wants to play him. If Deshaun doesn't want to play, he's not going to play. So if there,
does that concern you, though, if he doesn't want to play?
No, I think it's smart. And for all the posturing, for all the I don't give two bleeps what people think, he cares. And I think he's a smart dude who understands there is nothing to be gained on the field on Saturday that's going to make everybody love me and feel good. And so if I'm already skeptical at the value of the on-the-field fulfillment that you get from playing in a preseason game, and now I know almost anything that can happen in a game, like if it's the eye test, people are going to skew negative because that's where we are with Deshaun. That's just how – and again, that's not where I am. But you and I are going to be looking at the same throws. And if it's a questionable throw, The people who don't like Deshaun are going to say that's a bad throw.
Mm-hmm.
People who do like the throw are going to say that's a good throw. And everybody in between is going to lean one way or another. But I think mostly it's most anything he's going to do out there is going to get people more hot and bothered.
I'm not asking him to go out there for me. I'm asking him to go out there for himself so that he has a good feel of what a game's going to feel like and the speed and all those things.
But I think there are people. I think a majority of fans, it is about you got to go out there, one, either as punishment, or two, you got to go out there and you got to show me something, which is a ridiculous set of stakes in the preseason. Like, I honestly, dude, I could not care less what Deshaun would look like on Saturday. And what I mean by that is, if he throws a touchdown, oh, cool, he threw a touchdown. If he throws interception, oh, okay, threw an interception. But it should have no bearing on what we think of him, and yet it does. It's funny, dude, like, the Broncos naming Bo Nix the starter. It was Tannenbaum who had yet another ridiculous idea today on Get Up that the Vikings should trade for Russell Wilson, who apparently is having trouble picking up the offense in Pittsburgh. Okay, now Minnesota should trade for him. Okay, all right. Yeah, the guy who's going to lose the battle. He had everything running in his favor. Minnesota should trade for him. Yeah, sure. But Tannenbaum was like, a strong preseason by Bo Nix. Okay. So we only use the preseason as a good thing when when we can either slam a player or say he's the second coming of John freaking Elway. It's dumb. Sorry.
Why John Elway?
Get Denver.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Mike Tannenbaum took a couple shots there. That was, you know, he used to be.
Speaking of Mike's, see Mike Lombardi's hair?
No.
Keith,
no.
Thoughts?
I didn't think it was, I never thought it was real.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty egregious now.
Really?
I think.
So is it because he's no longer in the NFL dime, the hair system has gotten worse? Is that what I'm understanding?
I mean, can I get your opinion on it?
You may. That's probably... I got opinions on everything, so.
You do?
Yeah.
Like what?
Hair systems.
Let me just pass that over to Nick.
Pass it over. Pass
that to Nick.
Oh, yeah, that's the full to-do right there. See, my problem with this is, have you ever been to one of the hair places?
Where you get a toupee?
Well, when you get...
Why would I go there?
When you get... I'm just asking.
Not there yet.
It's a conversation starter. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. So they do a really good job of blending... This is like the trafficant.
That looks like...
it's a trafficant. It's a you killed a rat and put it on top of your head.
It looks like, what, Larry from Three Stooges?
Larry?
Or Mo?
Mo is the one with the bowl cut.
Yeah, Mo.
216-474-0092. Mike Lombardi's hair system.
Thoughts?
Charming or chotch. So now apparently, all right, after months of he is going to play... Okay, months. Weeks of Deshaun will play in preseason game number 3. Now it seems to be up in the air. Are you as cross-eyed as we are? Kevin Stefanski's press conference next on 92.3 The Fan.